Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Mitch Payton, Millville. Brock Tickle had a good day, but first off, Blake Baggett's first moto was a phenomenal ride, just a breathtaking ride, a la some of the best riders you've had on this team, I think, over the years. Would you agree?
No, that was a pretty awesome ride. You know, he didn't get a good start. He got pushed off the start, went around the outside, entered like probably maybe hopped back on the track like 20th. And I think at the end of the first lap was 14th and kept working. Then he got into like 9th pretty quick. When I looked, maybe it was even better than that, but I think when I looked, you know, like it was 10 seconds back and Barsha was, you know, riding really good. And then when he got through some other guys, I'm like, I don't know, you know, it's possible, mm-hmm. kind of watching yeah. it. And then he started throwing down some laps. And then when he started doing like a 208, 207s, you know, he was taking like three laps,
yeah.
you know, or 3 seconds a lap out of him. And then I'm like, okay, so if he could do that for like two or three laps, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
And he did. And, you know, each time he passed like one of the good guys, it slowed the lap down a little bit because, you know, they're obviously a little harder to pass. And then when he got up to Barsha, then, you know, he made a decision to pass like right off the bat. And it was awesome. And it was, I watched it on TV, you know, through the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an awesome pass. It was like really good. And then he got in the lead, still ran a couple really fast laps, and then backed it down a little bit and really pumped on him.
Yeah, great ride. And the second moto, unfortunately, he went down again on his way to the front, though, and probably would have went 1-1 today if had he not fallen.
Well, he was in the lead when he fell.
He was?
Yeah, he had passed Tomac, and he was in the lead.
Some journalist I am.
Yeah, you're really good.
Yeah.
Part-time?
I'm still learning.
And you're the one that said Hibbert is from Canada, and I had to
yes.
tell you.
Yeah, I didn't even know my homeland.
He's
own
from
rider.
Minnesota.
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
he can't ride for the Canadian team.
Right.
But no, he had just got in the lead, and I think he was, you know, maybe trying a little bit hard to get away,
mm-hmm.
and kind of washed the front end over the top of a little yeah. jump there and fell down and got back up. I think it was in like 8th or something like that. Got into 4th, and they were like, I think Roxon was the next guy, and I think he was like 30
yeah.
seconds. So like he just kind of chilled and finished it off. But overall, considering with that happening, I think it was a good day to get out of here like we did.
Lost and 1 point only. So.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So considering what happened, it was a great day. Could have been a little bit better if we would have stretched it, but I'm not going to worry about that. I think they're all going to have those days, and like so for him to have that one and get 4th, I'm really pumped on it.
And Tickle, too bad he fell in the first moto. He would have had another solid day.
Yeah, no, that was too bad because I think, you know, he was in 4th, and I really kind of want to believe he could have got 3rd that moto, and that would have been an awesome deal. So, you know, he's improving still, and, you know, once again, I think it's so important on the start, you know, and, like, both motos he kind of went down to the first turn, but he would be outside and kind of get into the wet stuff, and then the second moto there was a guy fell down right in front of him, and he choked up a little bit, and let a couple guys by, but overall, happy with how he did. Second moto maybe got a little bit tired towards the end of the moto. Wished he could have got Brayton, but overall, pumped.
Yeah, what the guys say nowadays is they got tight.
Yeah, tight.
He's tired. Tight is tired.
Tight could mean that your tongue's out or your arms are pumped up.
Yeah.
Like Regal, I think, tightened up.
I watched the moto with Jeremy Albrecht. It wasn't good. Hey, lots of rumors about Dean Wilson and maybe you finding him a spot on a 450. Anything to that? Anything you can talk about?
I would love to try to find a spot for him. And You know, like, I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's something I would love to have happen. But I think it's really in his hands. You know, he decided he wanted to ride a 450. So for us, you know, it's like you got to look at the financials of it. And I think we have partners that can make it happen. But, you know, like, I don't know that we could make it happen at the highest level of whoever else offers an offer. So I've heard that he's got another offer from someone else, and maybe he'll take that.
Motocross Nation's coming up. You're a big part of it. What are we looking at? My opinion, obviously, Jimmy Button feels like Baggett should go no matter what. He's also his agent. I feel like whoever wins the class should go. And then what about that second 450 spot? Thoughts on that? And don't act like you don't know or you haven't talked to anybody. Don't act like that. I know you're in on this stuff.
Well, I talked to Roger about it. And
see, I told you.
No, and I talked to Roger about it, and Roger thinks that the best team we could probably do would be Dungy on MX1, and probably two other kids out of KTM would be the right choice. And he doesn't care what the results are at the moment. He just thinks that if they're on an orange bike, that's the best decision.
Okay. So we're going to send all KTM team.
Yeah, he thinks, like, he was serious about it, and he talked to me, and he just thinks that he would like me to side with him, and he thinks that's a really good idea.
I can see where this is going. Last thing, it's been years since we've seen a Canadian put on the dominating displays like we saw today for Cole Thompson. I guess, and he's using a Pro Circuit muffler on that bike. So talk about that.
I'm really impressed with the kid. You know, like for the last few weeks, you know, like he's in the top 10. He runs up there and, like, you know, his lap times aren't blazing, but when, you know, it's like when everybody else flattens out and starts going slow, like, he keeps going. And I'm like, I think everybody's starting to notice the kid a little bit, and I'm really impressed. And hopefully if he can do this for the rest of the season, I would suspect somebody in these pits would like to have that kid. He looks like he's a good 450 rider.
He's on the Canadian Disc Nations team.
With Hibbard and Fossiotti.
Close, yeah, with Tyler Medaglia, and we don't know yet.
Oh, he beat him out.
Yeah.
Beat out Hibbard.
It's tough. Hibbard wouldn't let go of the Articat. He wouldn't let the CC rules affect him first. So.
Well, at least you guys have a team, which is important, and I like that. So, yeah, the Nations is a great race, and every country needs to put their best foot forward and take the best kids. And you know, like, regardless of how you do, I think it's such, and I think you know that too, I think it's a fun race. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the most special races of the year, because it's one time that they all kind of bond a little bit, and they work together, and then you get an opportunity to race against the Europeans with the Americans and the Canadians and the, you know, even the Japanese.
Thank you for including us.
Well, yeah, as long as you guys aren't in the B main.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's really cool, and I think everybody should strive to have a team there, because, you know, like, as those kids get older, you know, like, that's a carrot for those kids, is like to be, you know, the best American or the best Canadian, or, like, you know, like, I know you're close with that, so, like, that's really, really cool.
Remember when a young Dean Wilson riding for Canada won the B main, caught your eye, and that's how it all happened.
That's right. I remember
for Canada.
Yeah, but I don't think they were going to field a team the next year, were they?
No, we didn't go the next year. So we rested on our B main laurels.
So he immediately switched back to Scotland,
yeah,
which would be Great Britain, so they have a team every year.
Yeah.
No, yeah. And even, you know, Dean talked to me about that when he rode for me, and, like, you know, for him, you know, it was he considers himself, you know, Great Britain and Canadian, but he has to make a decision, and, like, you know, he can't swap back and forth.
Well, how much did that B-Main have in hiring him? Like, obviously, me being Canadian and you know, that was a cool moment. But, I mean, was that sort, like, it was up in the air. You didn't know. You had Blake, too. And was that a moment where you're like, okay, I'm going to hire the kid?
No, that it really didn't have anything to do with it.
All right. So much for the Canadian fables, then.
But if you want to, we could start, like, a folklore mythology deal
yeah,
on
yeah,
it,
yeah.
you know, like,
right.
Make it a big deal.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right.